Kedushas, and the last part of the Kedushas, when you're in the Kedush HaKadoshim, and you already put Samachta, your first shovel full of coals down on the floor. Now, how do you burn the Kedushas? So it sounds like this, the Braisa. Oyechez esa bozach berosh etzpoisev. He has to hold this bozach, that's the calf, that's the spoon that's full of the Kedushas. He has to hold it on the tip of his fingers. V'yesh oimrim some say b'shinov. He needs to help, his teeth has to hold him along. Umala begodloy, and he picks it up, moves it closer towards his body with his thumbs. Achimagas lebein atzila yodov, until the handle, like we had before, the handle of the spoon is facing his body, and it's coming closer and closer to his body until the handle of the spoon, the tip of the handle, becomes in between his two elbows. Now the chayzer umarziru toif chofnov. Now when the spoon is mamash at the tip of his palm, he like picks up the spoon to like throw it over to get the keteris from inside the spoon into his hands. In other words, the spoon is a very hard avoid. You have to move the spoon as close to the body as possible. And when the spoon hits like the end of your palm, then you like pick up the spoon so it's like be turning over into your handful, into your palms, to fill up again your two handfuls worth of the keteris. So one sheeter is you pour all the keteris down now with one shot on top of the coals. Make a pile there. They should take a little bit of time until the smoke starts to come up. It won't burn so fast. Some say no. Like if you get all the keteris out of the calf back into your hands, now you sprinkle the keteris from your hands onto the coals. In order that the smoke should come up very fast. Because if you sprinkle it slowly, that makes it that smoke would come up. So Gemara says, "Vizuhi avoid the kosher shebemigdish." This was a very hard avoid that was done in the base of Migdish, this Maisachfina. Because you had to get your two hands full of the keteris again, so you couldn't use one hand to pour it over. So, and nothing could fall on the floor. So you have to be very careful to shake out this calf by yourself into your hands. So it was a very hard avoid to do in the base of Migdish. Samara asks, "Zuhi v'sulay, it's mashma, this is the only hard avoid or nothing else. V'ika malika, we had before already, that malika, the way you shech the bird in the mizbeah for kabonis, it was very hard to do. That the kohen had to use his thumb and stick it on the back of the neck of the bird and break the backbone and not cut rove the majority of the meat there. In order to cut the simonim before he makes it for trefa. Like if when he cuts the backbone, he would cut the majority of the meat there, he would make the oif into a trefa before he cut the two simonim, the windpipe and the food pipe, and that wouldn't be a good malika. So it was very hard to do to make sure just to cut the backbone and then to go further down to get to the simonim before you cut rove of it to make it into a trefa. That was a very hard avoid to do. V'ika kemitza, it was also very hard to do the kemitza like we learned before. When you make the kemitza on the minchas machavas, on the flour that was already baked, so now you have to get it to three fingerfuls, and you have to make sure nothing is sticking out on top or on bottom, that you have to use your thumb for the top part to smooth out the top part, and your pinky to smooth out the bottom part. It was very hard avoided to do. So how could you say only here the chfino was hard, the second chfino, to get it back from the bozach into your hands? So what's the nechnami? El zui avoid the kosher may avoid the kosher of the migdish. This was one of the hard avoiders that had to be done in the base of migdish. So I call upon the Gemara ends off though that Shema Mina from here though it's clear raya that choyfen v'choyzer v'choyfen Shema Mina. It's a clear raya here that the locher is you have to do a second chfino when you come back into the azara, when you come back into Kodesh HaKadoshim. So therefore, really the shaila is not really pushy. Like really, the first question then really blies by teku. Now what's the locho where the first Kohen Gadol made the chafina, made two handfuls worth of the keteris and put it into the calf, and then he died. And now the question is, the second Kohen Gadol, he has to take this calf and bring it into Kodesh Kedoshim, can he use it or not? And the Mor is not pushy to Shaila. So Ramam Taka Paskins that since it's a sofik at Hiteku, look at Chibu, you should not do it. Look at Chibu, you should make over a second time the chafina. But if the ever you use that chafina, if you use the keteris that's in the calf, and you only did that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then by the evidence, it is kosher. But the question is, I think Gemara before we asked a good question. Gemara says, how could you use the second Kohen Gadol use the first one's chfino? The chur, they have different hands. It's different sizes. So there has to be some more and some less. So how could the second one use the measurement that the first one used? So maybe what you have to answer is to say that the Ikim measurement you have to have is when you shash, you do the outside chfino. when you first take the two handfuls of keteris, that's what's chal the shein chafina the shein keteris to be burnt lefnei lefnim. So then he put that measurement into the kaf. So this amount of keteris has to be burnt now. So true, later when you bring the kaf into the kodesh kadoshim, you have to pour that keteris into your hand. But then it's not a din in a new measurement. It's not a din then also your hands has to be filled exactly to the top. No. There, even if your hands is less, it's not filled completely, or even if it's overflowing, it's only a din there that you have to burn the amount of keteris that was taken at the original Molei Chofnov. So since the first Kohen Gadol, that was his Molei Chofnov, that got the Shem keteris on it, and he put it into the kaf. Now the locher is that much keteris has to be burned today. So even a second Kohen Gadol could also use that kaf, that much amount of keteris to be burned. Even though for him it's not exactly his Molei Chofnov, it's not his two handfuls worth, but so what? Since the measurement was already taken, that's how much has to be burnt for this Yom Kippur. So therefore, the Gemara obliged by Sofik, and like we said, the Rambam Paskins, there's a tchilu not to do it, but with the evidence kosher. No vayta. Ibor look, we have to shout like this. Shochatu meis. Let's say the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur shechted this par, and then he died. Mahu shikonis achar bedomei. What's the law? Could a second Kohen Gadol use that power and just continue the avoided, just take the dam and make the zrika with that blood? So the shaila is, mi amrinin, do we say? The pasuk says, the power, it means vafilu bedomei shapar. The second Kohen Gadol doesn't have to have a shchita, it's enough just to finish off the avoided, just to use the blood of the first one's power. It's enough just to use bedomei, just to make the zrika. Oy dilma, maybe no. We dash in the word bepar means v'loy bedomei shapar. The Kohen Gadol has to do the shechita on his par. And if the first Kohen Gadol died, the second Kohen Gadol cannot use the blood from the first one's par. It has to have a shein bepar, his shechita, his par it has to be. So that's the question here. So Gemara says it's a machlokes. Rabbi Chanina Oimer Bechlina says bepar v'loy bedomei shapar. It's a din dafka, the Kohen Gadol has to have his shechita in the par. So if the first one dies after the shechita, the second Kohen Gadol has to take a new par, a new ox, and make a new shechita on his par. For Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish says no. The par v'afilu bedomei shapar. There's not a din the Kohen Gadol has to bedafka make a new shechita on his par. It's enough if the first Kohen Gadol made it for a par, made a shechita, and he gave the dam to another Kohen to mix it up. And after he died, now the second Kohen Gadol could just take that dam and come in b'zayis yovoi afilu bedomei shapar. It's enough just to come in with the blood of the par, even though you did not do the shechita. So it's a machlekes Rabbi Chanina and Resh Lakish. And before we said Yabishur ben Levi also was like Resh Lakish. Moses Rabami now Omar bepar v'le bedomei shapar. Rabami dashins like Reb Chanina that dafka has to be your par, your shechita. It's not enough just to bring in the blood. Rabbi Yitzchok Omar no bepar v'afilu bedomei shapar. Like Resh Lakish, it's enough just to have the dam. Even though you didn't make the shechita, you are the second Kohen Gadol. Still, you could use that dam to make the zrika with that dam. Eisvei Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yitzchok. So Rabbi Amar yes, the kasha to Rabbi Yitzchok. The Rabbi Yitzchok nafcha. Nimnin the lochlis by korban pesach. Nimnin u'moshchin, you could add yourself to be part of the Korban Pesach. Or else, if you were appointed already, you could take your name off it. You could, like, misalik yourself, take yourself away from the Korban Pesach. Is Nimnin, you could add yourself, or Moshkin, take yourself away. Now, the loch by Korban Pesach is, you have to be part of it, you have to be part of the minion. You have to be, like, a part of the owner of that Korban. Then it's kosher for you. So you can become the owner or take your ownership off it, your day in a menu atche yishkat, up until you shecht the Korban Pesach. But once you shecht it, you can't put yourself on it or take yourself off it. So why not have him in there is why? Because it's not called a korban anymore. It's not called a power like. The Yemisa, if you hold now, like you, Reb Yitzchak holds, and like Resh Lakish holds, that even the blood of the korban is called a power, the Yemisa, Ach Yitzchak Miboylei, like it's still called a power, it's still called a korban up until you make the Zrika. So even after you made the Shrita, it's still called Haseh, or by korban Pesach, you need a Seh, like Rashi says, the Yemisa. The din should be, al haseh means until you made this rikas adam, you should be allowed to add yourself onto the korban or take yourself off it. So the verse says, no. Hos shani hosam, by korban pesach is different. You have to be from the seh means, mechayuse the seh, when the seh is still alive. True, even after it's dead, before this rik it's called seh. But the other pasuk says, "Mihi yais miser." It has to be only when the ser is alive that you can add yourself to the korban or take yourself off the korban. Mosir mazutra. Mosir mazutra has kash like this. Ain poiding. You can't be poide a petach hamor. If you have your firstborn from a hamor, the loch is you have to be poide the petach hamor. Is ain poidim loy be'egel. not with a calf, v'loy b'chaya, v'loy b'shkuta, not when it's alive and not when it's dead, v'loy b'treifa, v'loy b'klayim, and not the one that's born from klayim, v'loy b'kfi. A kfi means Rashi, the tayish or tzvi. It's a suffix if it's a chaya or if it's a behema. Elo b'seh, you could only use v'davka seh only a lamb. But kol parim, it says v'loy b'shkuta. If the seh is geshachten already, you can't use it to be paid to a petach hamor. Now the question is, why not? If you tell me now, kol zaman, you have the dam here, it's still called b'seh, like you say the par. Even the dam is called the par. So here also, why can't you be paid the petach hamor even after shechita? Kol zaman, the dam is here. And the Gemara shani hosem, the yalav seh semi pesach. I'll tell you now, by pidyin petach hamor, we learn out from pesach. Just like the pesach is only miyos miseh when the korban is alive, here also, it's going to be paid the kol zaman the seh is alive. For the Gemara, if that's true, ima lahalon, zocha tam o ben shona. If you learn out from a korban pesach, just like a korban pesach, it can only be a zocher, not a nekevim, and a tam, and it only has to be 1 year old. Is afkan, you can tell me when you want to be paid with petach hamor, the firstborn of your chamor, your donkey, you also have the same halacha. That dafkar zocher is going to be paid with a male, a tam, o ben shona. Tam o leima, the pasuk is not like that. The pasuk says, tifte, tifte, riba. There's a riba here. That lav dafka zocher tam o ben shona, even any type of a say is good. Fred Gemara, itifta, tifta, riba, if you ask such a riba, anything is good, if you put it, petach amor, abuzay afilu kulonami. So abuzay here also, why dafku when it's alive, even after it's dead? Kol zaman you have the blood here, it should also still be kosher. Now the Gemara, in came, semai hanilei. If that's the so, if tifta, if tipote, tipote, is mab everything, but I call upon still the pasuk says se. Therefore both things are true. Se means it has to be alive. Just like by korban pesach it has to be alive, put in by the pidyon petach amor also it has to be alive. But that's all. Once it's alive, even though it's in a cave, even though it's more than 1 year old, still is good. So I call upon him, there's no stira to our halacha by the par. Maybe by the par, maybe it's called the par, even the blood of the par is also called the par. Even after the first kohen gadol made the shechita, then he died, the second kohen gadol is allowed to use the dam of that par. That's called also paroi, if he takes the blood. But here, by petach hamor, there's a limud, we learn it out from korban pesach. And by korban pesach, it says, miyos miseh, only when it's alive and not when it's dead. So therefore, there's no stira according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. All right, we'll stop here.
Mora. Iboy lihu. Shochat umeis, mar shikones achar bedomai. If the Kohen Gadol made the shechita on his par, on Yom Kippur, the lacher is the Kohen Gadol brings a special par for himself. What happens after he made the shechita? Then the first Kohen Gadol died. And the Mamana, they appointed the Skan, the second one, to take over. So you have a new Kohen Gadol. Could the second Kohen Gadol come in with the blood now to make the zrika from the first Kohen Gadol's par? Mi Armina, do we say, the par of Yafilu Bedomai, that the Torah says the Kohen Gadol has to come in b'zois yavo yaren bepar. Bepar means even with the blood alone. Even though you didn't make the shechita, the first Kohen Gadol made the shechita, but so what? As long as you're bringing in the dam, the blood to make the zrika, because that's anyway. What does the Kohen Gadol come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with? He comes in with the dam. So as long as he has the dam from the korban, not par, it's good enough. I dilma know bepar v'loy bedomei shopar. When the Torah says the par, it means with the animal itself, with the par, it has to be your par, means you have to make the shechita on it also. So here, where the first Kohen Gadol made the shechita on the par, and then he died on Yom Kippur, so when the second Kohen Gadol takes over, he has to have a new ox, he has to make a new shechita to be called his par. So the question is, what does the word bepar mean? When the Torah says, b'zeis yovei Aaron, bepar, when he comes with par, does it mean he has to have his par from the beginning, the shechita on it? Or is it enough just the dam, the blood of the par is also called bepar? Is a machlokes. Rabbi Chanina, why me bepar v'loy b'domei shapar? The Torah says bepar means literally it has to be your par. You have to make the shechita on it. And if the first Kohen Gadol dies, so now the second one has to have another par to make the shechita on his own par. Rabbi Lakish Shama, no. Bepar v'afilu b'domei shapar. When the Torah says the word par, it's lav davka bepar mamish, even the dam, even the blood of the par is also called like the par itself. So the second Kohen Gadol could use the dam of the first one's korban. Rabbi Yami Omar, bepar v'loy b'domei shapar. He also like Rabbi Chanina, that you have to have the whole par to be yours. So the second Kohen Gadol has to make another shechita on a new par. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, bepar v'afilu b'domei shapar. No, the word bepar even applies to the blood of the par. So as long as the second Kohen Gadol comes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim now with the dam, with the blood of the par, that's enough. even though he did not make a shechita, the first Kohen Gadol made the shechita. But as long as the second one is coming in now with the blood, with the dam of it, it's enough. So this is the machlokes. What's the taich in the word bapar? Does bapar mean literally you have to have the whole par to be yours, even the shechita of the par? Or else, no, the blood of the par, the dam of the par, is enough to have a shame bapar. Eisvei Rav Ami Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. So Rav Ami, he has to kash it Rav Yitzchak. That Rav Yitzchak Nafcha holds that even the blood, the dam of the korban, is also considered like the par itself. So b'zoy there's a locha by korban Pesach, nimnenu moishkin yudayin mimenu ad she yishrit. By a korban Pesach, the locha is, you have to be appointed before you make the shechita on the korban. So even Erev Pesach, you could nimnen, put yourself, appoint yourself to the korban, like pay money to become a shutif in the korban, or else so moishkin yudayin. You could take yourself away from the korban. So I don't want to be shutfus in this korban, I want to go to a different korban. So up until when could you put yourself on or take yourself off the korban? Ad she yishchit. Up until you make the shechita of the korban of Pesach. But once you shech the korban Pesach, it's not called the se anymore. Now the kasher is, why not? The yim is, according to you, you say, the blood of the dam is called like the korban, is ad she yizrak ni boile. The din should be, is like the se, the lamb of the korban Pesach is here, until you make the zrikas adam. So up until we make the zrikas adam, you should be allowed to either put yourself onto the korban, or take yourself off to the korban. So here you see, the word se means only when it's alive, and not when it's dead. Here also, bapar should mean only it's called a par when the animal's alive, and not after shechita by the zrika. Samara says, no, there's no raya from korban Pesach. Hatayi shani hosum dechsev, the pasuk says, mihiyais miseh, the widashin's mihiyusay deseh. A korban Pesach is only called a korban, calls them on it's alive. Now, you can only appoint yourself or take yourself off, mihiyais miseh, when the seh is alive. Anu gzeras akasav here. All over could be the shame seh, the shame par goes on the animal up until the zrika. On the blood of the animal, it's also called the par or the seh. Just by korban Pesach, there's a new pasuk miyos miseh, only when it's still alive. Therefore, once you make the shita, you can't put yourself on the korban or take yourself off the korban. Mosiv mazlutra. From the result, we have to cash like this. The locher is ain poidin. When you have a petah chamor, the locher is if you own a chamor, a donkey, and the firstborn of it, it has loch like a mixas bechor. It has no kedusha by itself, but you have to be poid with it. You have to take a seh and say that this seh should be kaddish instead of the petah chamor. The locher is ain poidin. You can't be poided though. The petah chamor loy biyegel, not with a kif. For loy bechay, not with a chaya. For loy beshuta, and not with a geshocht and a seh. Because you have to use a seh, but not with a geshocht, not after shuta. For loy betreifah, not after seh the treifah. For loy beklayim, not from it came from a klayim. Trashi diyez verochel, not if it came from an ez and a rochel together. For loy bekfi, not if it's a sofik bechay or not. A kfi is a sofik if it's an animal, a behema or a chaya. It's no good. Ela beseh, you're only allowed to be poida petach amor with a seh. But I can hear the same din that after Shechita, if you shech the deser, you can't be poider anymore the Petach Amor. If you have the firstborn of this donkey, you can't say you want the Kedusha of this Petach Amor to go on to deser if it was already geshochten. So you see, after the animal is dead, it's not called deser anymore. So how could you sell by the par? Even the dam of the par is called the par. Here you see, when the animal is dead, it's not called deser anymore. So the Gemara again is no kasha. Shani Hosam, the lochas of Petach Hamor is different, the Yalav Seh Semi Pesach. We learn now the Gzeres Shav is Seh Seh from the Korban Pesach. And by Korban Pesach, the Pesach says, Mi Yais Mi Seh, only when the animal is still alive. But all over where it doesn't say this extra word of Mi Yais Mi Seh, by a par, it could be a par, it's still called a par, even the blood of the animal is also called the animal. So the Gemara, if that's true, if you make Gzeres Shav from the Korban Pesach, I Malahalan, just like by Pesach, the locher is dafke zocher. You can only bring a korban Pesach from a zocher, from a male. Who had in time it has to be dafke be not a balmum or ben shon, only 1 year old and not 2 years old. Is you want to tell me Afkan here also when you want to be poider or petach amor? You tell me the same halacha that the din is zocher tam or ben shona, and we know not like that. We know you could be poider a petach amor even if the ser is older. It doesn't have to dafke be a zocher. It could be in a keva. It could even be a ben shteishonim. So here you see you don't learn after a korban Pesach. And the Gemara, no, that's not shver. Talmud Leimah, the new pasuk by Petach Amor. Tipa de tifte. Pasuk says twice that you should be poidu it. Is riba, that even if it's 2 years old, even if it's nekeva, also you could be poidu the Petach Amor with the biggest seh. For the Gemara, tipa de tifte, if there's such a pasuk, you have a ribuin. You can poidu with anything. So, Why do you say only when the seh is alive and not after shechita? It's a ribui. No, it's don't learn out from Korban Pesach. It's ribui, any type of a seh. So as long as you have the blood of the seh here, it should also be called a seh. And the Gemara in Cain, seh mayhanili. If there is an extra time, it says the word seh by Petach Hamor. And that we use for Gzeirah Shavu to learn it out from the Korban Pesach. So true, you have another word, tipode, that there's a ribui, you could be poiderit from more things than just the Korban Pesach. So we say, as long as the animal is alive, that's the lima from Korban Pesach. It's called a seh as long as it's alive, not after it's dead. But what type of a seh? Not only the seh that you could use for Korban Pesach, like a ben shana or a zochor, but tipode tells us even more, even an akeva, even a two-year-old, you could also use. But we use the gzeirah shav, a seh from Korban Pesach, to tell us at least it has to be alive. That's what the din is on a petach hamor. If you want to be poydu on a seh, it's only good when the seh is alive and not after shechita. Even though really it should be called a seh even after shechita, as long as you have the dam. But that's the limit from the Korban Pesach, seh, only when it's alive and not when it's dead. So good, so we still have our machlokes. What's the pshat by par? By par is you have to have the animal to be alive. You have to have your shechita. The second kind God has to do it over again. Or it's enough to use the first one, Shechita, since you still have the dam of the par is also called like the par.